There was a young couple that was being questioned about the way they had completed their tax form. They were asked why they had failed to answer who was the head of the household. Their answer was simple. We have been arguing over that answer for 17 years. And when we come to an agreement, we'll answer that question. I think Janine and I are still trying to decide that one. I'm about to believe it's the dog. Today we find Jesus in Capernaum, teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath. The people were surprised, to say the least, because Jesus was unknown to them. They didn't know who this person was. And he was from somewhere else. He wasn't from around there. And yet, he was teaching like someone with authority in their synagogue. You know, that'd just be like a stranger walking in the back door here and they start teaching and preaching. And we don't know where they are or who they're from, but we're like, wow, they kind of sound like they know what they're talking about. Even more amazing, he chased an unclean spirit out of a man right in front of them. The people were not only amazed at what they saw, but they were wondering by what authority was he doing all these things? By what authority? Of course, we know he did all these things in the synagogue under the authority of the one true God. Amen? But wait a minute. In verse 22, it says he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes or the religious leaders, depending on the version you have. If the scribes weren't teaching and preaching and so on under the authority of God, then what authority? After all, weren't the scribes the religious leaders of that time? Well, the scribes were the religious leaders of that time, but they were doing their work under the authority of their position. Well, what do you mean by that, preacher? Well, they had a position of leadership in the synagogue, and it was on that premise that they felt they had the authority. In other words, they are saying, we were given this position, so we know what is right and best for this place. You see, the scribes were operating on a puffed up, self-centered type of authority. They had given themselves that authority because they had a particular position in the church or in the synagogue. They were not operating on God's authority. We too can be guilty of operating as the scribes did on puffed up authority if we're not careful. For example, I remember a friend of mine in one of the churches that he served. He had a finance chairperson and they had elected him to be this, and this guy was good with money and pretty nice guy, seemed to have his head on straight. So they said, well, we'll elect him as finance chair. And so everything went on fine for a little while. But then he made that transition. Something happened in the way he viewed his authority. And before long, no one could spend any of the church money without convincing him that it was okay, that it was appropriate. In other words, they had to go to him. Not a committee. They had to go to him first. And then when he said, okay, that's fine, we'll go ahead and do that, then he would go to the finance committee and say, let's approve this. That's not God's authority. That's not how God works. Not to mention, that's not why we have committees. God gives all of us a little piece of the answer to what we need to do and what we need to be about. And so that's why we have committees, so we can come together and pray about it and talk about it and discern together what's the right course of action to take. But we can get caught up in that. When people appoint us to positions of authority in the church or positions of leadership in the church, if we're not careful, we can find ourselves operating under our own authority and not God's. Furthermore, we can find ourselves in this position in our witnessing when we're out reaching out to others and sharing the good word with others. You know, we may want to, if we're not careful, we find ourselves saying, well, you know, I've been baptized and I've been given this Bible, and that means I got the authority to go out and beat people over the head with it till they get it right. Christ taught with authority. He preached with authority, but he didn't beat people over the head with it. He didn't force it on them. You know, it reminds me of another story about the Christian guy that's walking downtown and down the sidewalk, and there's a religious fanatic, we'll call him, a Bible beater, we'll call him, on the corner, preaching and hollering and carrying on at people, trying to convince them to accept Christ. And the Christian guy walks by him and he says, "Brother, have you found Jesus today?" And the Christian looks at him and says, "Well, I didn't know he was lost." You know? That was a joke. You're all supposed to laugh. But okay. David Letterman doesn't get all of his either, so. But the point is that we, you know, God gives us the authority to preach and to teach, but it doesn't mean an overbearing. It doesn't mean we're supposed to just throw it at them, you know, to come at them with it. Christ, when we look at how he preached and teached, people knew that he had authority. In our scripture today, he came into this synagogue. They didn't know who he was or where he was from. He started teaching with them and teaching about all that he knew. And they were like, "Wow, this guy's teaching with some kind of authority. He knows what he's talking about." That's what we're talking about here. That's God's authority. When we can walk into a crowd and share with them what we know about what's in here, about the truth. And they go, "Wow, I don't know who that guy is or who that girl is, but they sound like they know what they're talking about." When we operate on our own authority, it means we have no relationship with God, or that we're out of relationship. Let me share with you a piece of scripture from Matthew. I'm going to jump around here to another gospel for just a minute. It's in Matthew 27, 21 through 23, and I'll just read it. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" Excuse me. He never knew us. That's what happens when we operate, when we get involved in our own authority, when we take control of things under our own authority and we're not operating under God's authority. We run the risk of being out of relationship with God. Now, don't misunderstand me. When we do the work of the Lord, we do it under the authority of God. It's an authority but it's not an authority that's puffed up or filled with pride. You know, it's not like, and that's what the scribes were doing. You know, when they came into the synagogue, they demanded respect. They demanded that authority from their people. They put on airs to get that authority from their people. Jesus walked in rags, you know, an old, you know, dirty robe and sandals, and started teaching, and he got that authority. Why? Because it was God's authority, not his own, that he was looking for. It's not a self-centered, self-proclaimed authority. It's an authority that calls us to lead with confidence and strength, but at the same time with compassion and love. It's an authority given to us through a relationship with God, through Jesus Christ. It kind of reminds me of a movie I watched the other night about a captain of a submarine. He had the authority to do with the submarine and the crew whatever he felt was in the best interest of national security. It was not his own self-centered authority, but an authority that was given to him through his relationship with the United States government. With this relationship he had, with this authority that he had given to him by the United States government, also came certain rules and regulations that told him or helped him to be able to use that authority within certain parameters. You know, the government just doesn't hire somebody to be a captain of a submarine and just say, "Go out there and do what you think." They give them rules, they give them guidelines, don't they? And say, "You have the authority within the scope of these rules." Like the captain of the submarine, we too have rules that guide us in the use of our authority that's given to us by God. You know what they're called? The Ten Commandments. That's our guide. You know? Love your neighbor as yourself. Sounds like a good guide when you're using your authority. When we lead with authority given to us from God, great things will happen. Oh, sure, we can accomplish some things through our own authority. Even the scribes did that. But what happens is when the day comes, when the judgment day comes, God says, I didn't know you because you were doing your own thing. You're operating on your own authority. Remember what Matthew said. I don't know you. Lives will be changed just as they were when Jesus led with the same authority. Remember in our scripture, when Jesus led with authority, demons couldn't stand up to him. They jumped out of that poor man and took off screaming. That's authority, folks. That's power. And the great thing is that God has that authority for each one of us. He wants each one of us to have that authority, that power. He wants each one of us to have this life-changing, demon-chasing authority. All we have to do with it when we get it is remember to use those rules. To stay within the confines of the Ten Commandments. And that'll show us how to use them. And the Ten Commandments will keep us from falling back into our own authority. That's what happened to the scribes. The Pharisees, all those kind of guys. So authority is important. We must do the work of the Lord with the authority given to us by God. But we must use that authority carefully and with love and compassion. So I ask you this morning, by whose authority are you leading your life and those around you? Is it by God's authority? Or is it by your own puffed up, self-centered authority? Whose authority?